Well, Dr. Dre, this is a story you wanted to hear about, Steve. Dr. Dre's attempt to brag about his daughter's smarts has really kind of backfired on him. You know, Dre, he's a big music mogul now, thanks to Beats by Dre. Well, anyway, Dre wanted to spotlight how proud he was of his daughter, Truly Young's acceptance into USC. That's his daughter's name, Truly Young. The caption said, "My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time." Well, the post has been taken down now. It was on Instagram, but he couldn't resist throwing shade against the celebrities like Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, who allegedly paid for their children's way as part of this whole big bribery scam. It should be noted that Dr. Dre donated $70 million to USC for the creation of the Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for Arts, Technology, and Business of Innovation in 2013. Now people are digging up old posts from May of last year showing Truly complaining about how dad is pushing me to go to USC. So that's what happened, you know.
Well, let me say a few things here.
Because Andre Young is Dre.
It's
Dr.
Dre.
That's his real name.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, let me say this. When you donate money like that, it's a tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
When you give that much money to a school, you're going to get your name on the building. They have done this for years. But now, remember, this $70 million between him and Jimmy Iovine benefits thousands and thousands of students who come through that university.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that now. Want to say that. I'm
not
defending anything. I want everybody to understand what this man, Dr. Dre, has done. So, quite naturally, he would love to see his daughter go to school. Now, his daughter still passed the SAT and got all the grades. But now he has been a major contributor to that school to get his name on that building, but it not only benefited his daughter, but the thousands of students who are able to go into that type of building.
Well, I think you're right at what you're saying, but the problem is that he said the no jail time. So people felt that he was gloating, you know, and he was, you know, he was throwing shade at, you know, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. So
well,
of course they
know.
Went, yeah.
I think it was a bit of humor thrown in there, too. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
No jail time. Because, you know, first thing you want to know is, well, what did he do to get his daughter in there? Well, he made a $7 million damn contribution to a school.
Well, he took the post down.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Of course, because they're not going to understand that part of it. They're going to eat his ass live, you know.
Well, it was above board. You know, he did publicly.
Well, I mean, that's legal. Yeah. I mean, people do that all the time. Rich people do that all the time.
And been doing it, y'all.
Yeah, for years and years. Yeah, for generations.
Right. There you go.
All right. So speaking of the USC scandal, Steve, Olivia Jade Gianelli, Lori Loughlin's daughter, is now blaming her mother and her father, Massimo Gianelli, for ruining her life. An insider said that...
Wow.
Yeah. An insider said, she lost her, it's a big thing, Steve. She lost her endorsement deals with Sephora, Tresemme, and Estee Lauder in the wake of the scandal. She's really angry with her parents because she told them she didn't want to go to college and she was pushed. All right, Steve, it is that time.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, Miss Ann Tripp.